WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.
News. Devastating earthquake. Mall attack. I'm Elliot Francis. The death toll has now jumped to more than 300 and over 2,500 injured after a violent 7.3 magnitude earthquake hit the Iran-Iraq border yesterday. Correspondent Jemana Karachi says it appears Iran suffered the most damage.
When it comes to Iraq, we still don't have clarity on damage, on casualty figures. The latest we had heard from authorities there that it was several people killed, dozens wounded. It was mainly concentrated in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. It seems that the city, a town of Darbandihan, this is to the east of Sulaymaniyah, this was the hardest hit. Some fatalities also reported in eastern province of Diyala.
In Bloomington, Minnesota, a 20-year-old suspect is in custody this morning after two men were stabbed at the Mall of America during what police are calling an interrupted theft. Investigators say the incident happened Sunday evening in the first floor dressing room of Macy's. Three people, including the suspect, were injured. Well, President Trump says he has a great relationship with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. This is the two leaders met on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit. Correspondent Matt River says there are conflicting reports on whether the president pressed his Philippine counterpart on some very important issues.
We do know, though, in that bilateral meeting, the White House said that human rights was brought up briefly in the context of illegal drugs here in the Philippines. And we just heard from the spokesperson for President Duterte, and he said, quote, the issue of human rights did not arise. It was not brought up. It was President Duterte who discussed with U.S. President Trump the drug menace in the Philippines, and the U.S. president appeared sympathetic and did not have any official position on the matter, but was merely nodding his head, indicating that he understood the domestic problem that we face on drugs.
Two Navy SEALs are under investigation over the death of an Army Green Beret in Mali. The pair are accused of killing Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar after he discovered they had been stealing. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A man was shot by a police officer and seriously wounded last night in Bladensburg. It happened after officers found a man with a gun on Newton Street in Bladensburg. One officer shot the man in the lower body. The man is now in critical condition. It's not clear why the officer opened fire. Well, the NFC North leading Minnesota Vikings won their fifth in a row, beating the Redskins 38-30 at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I feel like we missed a lot of opportunities today, especially offensively. And it's too bad against a good football team. You know, they're 7-2 now. You got to make those plays. And we're good enough to make them. We usually will.
Quarterback Kirk Cousins had three touchdowns, two rushing and one passing. Next week, the Skins travel to New Orleans. How to fund and fix Metro is the essence of a long-awaited report from former U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. The Washington Post obtained a copy of Hood's report ahead of its official release later this month.
The report urges dedicated funding for the beleaguered metro system from the three local jurisdictions as well as the federal government. The LaHood report also urges an increase in metro bus fares, something that D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has called unacceptable in the past if
bus riders would pay a higher proportion of an increase. So that would be something that we would find unacceptable.
The report also calls for all 16 current Metro board members to step aside and be replaced by a new 5-member board. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's an historic day in Montgomery County as County Executive Ike Leggett is set to sign a bill raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. The bill's sponsor, County Councilmember Mark Elrich.
I think this is one of the most important pieces of legislation that we've passed in my time on the council.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 23,422. The Nasdaq at 67-51. Sports, the Redskins lose, so do the Cowboys and the Giants. Late game, the Patriots beat Denver. NHL, the Caps win. NBA, the Wizards host Sacramento tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the region on the wet pavement, allow a little extra time here this morning. We're looking good so far around the Beltway, crossing the Legion Bridge at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. No early troubles there. 66 both inside and outside of the Beltway. Off to a good start. Out of Frederick, 270, here we come with lanes reported open, and I'm not seeing any backups yet. So good time to get going. Coming south on 270 down through Urbana and down continuing through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers ending this morning. Then as high pressure builds in, clouds begin to decrease here this afternoon. Cool, highs only low 50s. Upper 30s tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s Tuesday. Sunshine, low to mid 50s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Leesburg, 37 in Olney, 41 degrees in Washington. President Trump and the Philippine president exchange pleasantries and perhaps discuss human rights. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Joining us at 7:05 is Joe Geneva. At 7:35, it's WMAL Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich. At 8:15, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. And at 8:35, Chuck Thies is with us. He's political strategist, and he was the former campaign manager for Mayor Vincent Gray. And talk to him about the upcoming election, the mayoral election in D.C. I'm Mary Walter, and I am here with one, Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. There's so much happening in the news, so we'd like to jump into it. Of course, last week you had the Virginia elections, New Jersey. You have all this debate about tax reform, the presidents in Europe. But nothing has dominated the conversation like the tumult in the Senate race in Alabama. Roy Moore now seeking to refocus his campaign on his conservative religious values, denying a report from the Washington Post last week that he had any relationship many decades ago now with a 14-year-old girl. Something that would, you know, if true, his many critics and even some of his supporters are saying, would cause him to have to step out of the race. Republicans have been responding this weekend, many Sunday shows, a lot of conversations. Just to give you a rundown of where they are, Vice President Mike Pence now saying via his spokesperson that if the allegations are true, this would disqualify anyone from serving in office. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, if these allegations are true, he must step aside. John McCain, the allegations against Roy Moore are deeply disturbing and disqualifying. He should immediately step aside and allow the people of Alabama to elect a candidate they are proud of. I could keep on going down the list. Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Ted Cruz, Jeff Flake, John Cornyn, David Perdue, Pat Toomey, so many others, all kind of giving this mostly conditional answer. If true, he should step down. Meanwhile, there's polling that I found really interesting this week from JMC Analytics and Polling, which is one of the few polling firms that's even gotten numbers in this campaign so far. If this is kind of amazing, they say that given the allegations, listen to this question, given the allegations that have come out about Roy Moore's alleged sexual misconduct against four underage women, and remember those three others are were young girls that he kissed, but the real big one here is the 14-year-old that he had some sort of sexual contact with, allegedly. The question is, are you more or less likely now to support him as a result of these allegations? 29% of Alabamans say that they are more likely to support Roy Moore in the wake of these allegations now. More likely. 38% say less likely. 33% say no difference. The overwhelming majority say no difference or more likely. It's kind of an amazing turn of events, and one that I think is leaving the national media scratching its heads, because the Washington Post can't understand why Alabamans aren't reflexively believing their reporting here. So my question for you this morning is, what should happen to Roy Moore? How do the Republicans deal with this? what should happen to his candidacy? And why do Alabamans still support him by such a broad margin? It's an interesting development here in this story. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Interesting piece. NBC went to Alabama, you know, to kind of, you know, look at these creatures called Alabamians and see who they are. And they interviewed some of these people and asked them, you know, why, you know, would you still vote for Roy Moore? And according to them, most of the people they interviewed said that they didn't believe the allegations. Some said that even if they are true, that that wouldn't sway their vote for him next month, because they think Roy Moore is a good man. They think he should be forgiven. And they could never bring themselves to vote for a Democrat anyway. And also, interestingly, some people attacked the media. One gentleman they talked to, 57-year-old Tony M. Finger, said, why would they wait until now to come forward with this unless someone put them up to it? So there's a big distrust of the media. And I thought that that was interesting, that I wonder if the media is reaping what it has sown over all these years, that, you know, yeah, there's a healthy mistrust of the media now instead of believing them to tell you the truth. And so people are also questioning the timing of this as well. So, you know, you've got a lot of people, as you noted, calling for him to step down, for him to not run.
Right.
And people are questioning that as well, and the people who are making those calls. There's just a lot of mistrust overall, it sounds like, by the people in Alabama.
Yes,
of the establishment of everything.
That's true, and I'm already seeing some of it. Some of your calls coming in right now. Let's go to Kate in Manassas up first here this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Kate. What's your reaction?
Nobody believes the Washington Post. No one. It's a complete smear campaign. The reason the people in Alabama are backing him is because he's a righteous man. And let's think about all the things Obama did in his book. Snorting cocaine, smoking marijuana, all these things that nobody cared about either.
Yeah, there's a massive distrust of the press going on here. You're right, Kate. I think that's what animates this. That's what I believe is why you're seeing the polling the way it is. It's like a lot of people probably in Alabama here who support Roy Moore just refusing to believe it on the basis of the fact that, why should they believe it? Why should they believe a press that has worked so often to mitigate these types of scandals for liberals and to accelerate them for conservatives? This is something that I think gives people pause and says, why should I believe you? You've never been on my team. Why would I all of a sudden come rushing to you for information? And I can understand that reflex this weekend. Let's go to Paul in District Heights up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Paul.
If it's true, of course, that's terrible. He should drop out of the campaign. But I suspect a conspiracy. There's no proof. He has enemies, the gay lobby and other groups, you know, atheist groups. They all hate him.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's just a conspiracy to destroy him. To have a good religious conservative in the Senate would be bad.
There
for
was
those people.
There was Paul. Thank you for that. There was a Breitbart interview this morning, or not this morning, this weekend. Breitbart, by the way, totally for Roy Moore. Let's not, you know, sugarcoat it. They're obviously supportive of him, but they were able to get an interview with the mother of Lee Korfman, who was the 14-year-old those decades ago when she basically that's the situation she was making the allegation in. The mother spoke to Breitbart. Her name's Nancy Wells. She's 71 years old. And she said that the Washington Post was the paper that approached her daughter. Her daughter wasn't even involved in this race, had no intention of getting involved in any way, according to the mother. She said, quote, she did not go to them. They called her. The reporter asks, they tried to convince her to do it? She said, yes. It wasn't done for politics, you know. It was done for personal reasons, and it wouldn't have been done if the reporters hadn't contacted my daughter. So she's placing this in the hands of the Washington Post, saying, look, in the course of their reporting, they reached out to my daughter, and that's the reason my daughter's testimony on this is now public. It wouldn't have come out were it not for the Washington Post. Now, you can quibble over that. Is the Washington Post doing political activism here? Or is this just the type of thing they should do in the course of a campaign as they examine a candidate's credentials and hear a story like this and then run it down? Find out more from you here in a moment. But first, let's check in on the traffic. It's 5:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. We're easing into this Monday morning, but on the wet pavements. We're going to allow extra time for this, of course. But around the region, looks good to 70 as you push south out of the Frederick area and down through to the Beltway. If you're heading out of the Frederick area and going eastbound on 70, you do have a crash reported. I'm seeing a little bit of volume here, and that's going to be as you head through New Market area with one lane block. No problems around the Beltway, across the Legion Bridge. American Legion Bridge looks good in each direction. 66 out of Gainesville up through the Beltway and through Falls Church inside the Beltway. Quiet. Bridges into town. Those crossings look good. Good time to get going, beat some of the heavy traffic that I'm sure will get into place here within the next hour. But again, it's the wet pavement that you're going to need to allow the extra time for sure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we have rain showers this morning with some sunshine during the afternoon, a high of 52 degrees. Tonight, a few passing clouds with a low of 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a high of 51. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 41 degrees, 5:16 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
It was in that Washington Post report originally from last week that they were saying that they were just down in Alabama doing the reporting, and they began to hear about these decades-old allegations of sexual contact with a 14-year-old. So they chased it down, and this is what they ended up with. This weekend, friend of this show, Mary Catherine Hamm, was on CNN, and she talked about, look, why people view the media the way they do when it comes to these types of sexual assault allegations, which is, by the way, with distrust. Here's Mary Catherine.
I'm not sure Trump works for everyone in every place, but Bannon will argue, yes, it does. You just have to fight harder. Now, I will say, there is a part of this where the reason that Bannon can say this is all just a hit job is because the media has not been trustworthy on some of these issues in the past. If you look back to the Rolling Stone rape case, to the Duke LaCrosse case, where those folks were railroaded, if you want to talk about Senator Waitress Sandwich, who was the lion of the Senate, because much of the media here kept quiet about those things over the years, or Bill Clinton, or what have you, there is reason to wonder. I mean, just like 2 weeks ago, NBC covered up the Weinstein thing, and Ronan Farrow was very good reporting because of somebody's friendship with Weinstein. So, like, there is a part of this where the media has been untrustworthy on these issues. This story is well-sourced. It has contemporaneous reports. It has four women with their names on it, and we need to think about how we want to gauge believability, and to me, this lies in that category.
Bingo. This explains why 29% are saying, I'm more likely to vote for him now. I don't trust them. They don't, again, they mitigate the stuff, they mitigate the damage for the people they like, and they accelerate it for the people they don't. So why should I believe them? They're partisans. That's the reaction here. Let's go to Kevin in Baltimore this morning, calling in this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. I hope everybody's having a good morning.
Excellent.
A few points is, I can't remember I think it's a congressman or senator for the Democrat who has alleged sexual harassment cases that are going against right now. Hearing nothing about that in the media, and unfortunately, right now I can't remember the gentleman's name.
A Democratic senator?
I can't remember.
Well, Bob Menendez's case started with prostitution allegations in the Dominican Republic that were corroborated by the FBI. Have we heard anything about them lately? No. I mean,
no, exactly. And two more quick points is, one, why would this all come out now, you know, a week before the election? I mean, to me, it's pretty obvious what they're doing. And two is, why wasn't anything like this said when he became the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama all those years ago?
Right. And that's part of the defense here by the Moore camp is, hey, if these allegations are true, why didn't they surface in prior campaigns? Moore, it's not the first time Moore's been a controversial figure on a national level. His defense of the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments and all that.
That's right. His defense of the Ten Commandments at the courthouse and many other cases here. He's been subject to this national media scrutiny. Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and what some of the people are saying here, I thought was interesting in this piece that NBC put together, is quite a lot of them said, "Hey, it's not up for me to judge." One of the people interviewed said, "I don't know whether he did those things. It's not for me to say or judge whether he did those things." One of the women says, I thought this was, she's outside a convenience store. She gave her name as Carol. She said she had known Moore her whole life. She called him a good man. She doesn't believe Moore's accusers. But she said that if the allegations are true, there's a thing called grace, God's grace. So they seem to be willing to forgive him if this is true. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there is a healthy dose of skepticism among the people in Alabama.
Yeah, but if he is guilty, and you're going to look for God's grace, the beginning of that would be to admit it and to say that you did wrong and to seek forgiveness. But that's not what Roy Moore's doing. He's saying it didn't happen. He's denying it entirely, which leaves us in kind of a precarious situation. How do all of these Republicans come out and say, if true, he must step down? Because how is this proven at this point? How do we come to a resolution? And basically, all these guys are not doing it just to tut-tut Roy Moore. They're doing it to establish strategic distance. No Republican wants to be painted with the brush of being okay with alleged pedophilia in this case. So, I mean, again, they're trying to create distance for themselves. Let me check. Go ahead, Mary.
No, I was just going to say, one of the women in this who was interviewed, and she's among the women who were quote-unquote abused by him, she is now a interpreter, and she provides interpretation services, and
yes,
she, you know, she has been seen with pictures of Hillary and that, but listen, I would take the gigs too, so I can't fault her for that. But she said she was 17 when they dated for 2 or 3 months, but they only shared kisses, and she said her mother told her she'd be the luckiest girl in the world to date Moore. He was a hometown boy, made good, West Point, and so forth. But looking back, she realizes, as a mother of daughters, I realize our age difference at that time made our dating inappropriate.
He was about 32 at the time.
Yeah, I listen, her mother was all for this. So, right or wrong, maybe that's on her. That should be on her mother then. I don't know. I kind of look at that and I'm like, I don't know.
Let's get Jack in College Park in here for his reaction this morning. Good morning, Jack.
Boy, the whatever I just heard from you guys about the mother's response or something.
Yes.
That brings to mind another question, because Vince, you played the P card, which is pedophilia. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, when this happened, do you know what the legal consent age was in?
It was 16.
It was 16. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the WAFOs checked on that, but we're going to call this a high-tech lynching. Either that, or we can call it journalistic wag the dog, because they're not having much luck wagging anything else.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. More from you in a moment. 5:23 here on WMIL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are the realtors who net their sellers $30,000 more money on average and will guarantee the sale of your home. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. You see, Sarah and Debbie are working with thousands of home buyers who are looking to buy right now. Check it out. Sarah and Debbie sold a home for $7,500 over the asking price. It was listed with another agent for 200 days and it didn't sell. They called the Reynolds team and they got them packing. Sarah and Debbie are serious in netting their home sellers the most money at closing time. Listen, if you want solid, strong, proven home selling systems with thousands of ready home buyers area-wide working for you, then there's only one thing to do. Call Sarah and Debbie now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers.
He helped to expose the water crisis in Flint. Now, he says some of our schools have too much lead in the water.
Most parents wouldn't want to risk that.
Seven on Your Side went straight to the top for answers. Tapped with Trouble, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear. British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. The brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7. Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Is your vacuum cleaner spying on you? No joke, it could be giving away your privacy. See how to dumb down your smart home devices. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow at 6 a.m.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, here we go around the region. It's wet pavement this morning. If you're waking up and a little groggy, yep, you need a little extra time for that. But for now, off to a really good start, actually, on 66. Greenway, Toll Road, no problems. Beltway's checking out fine. Maryland and Virginia. Now, let's go 270 and start out of the Frederick area. Out of Frederick, good. Seeing a little bit of volume here to get you down toward the Monocacy, briefly in Urbana, and again at the exit for 109. So again, just starting to build these delays. Problem, though, is leaving the Frederick area. If you use I-70 and say you head over toward Ellicott City, we have an accident with the fuel spill, so they are shutting down the eastbound lanes of 70 right now. Looks like they're trying to detour everyone off to 144 Old National Pike. So coming through New Market, that's where we have the issue. The incident's going to be before you get to Route 75. So that's a big heads up for our 70 commuters going eastbound. Westbound, you can get through, so that's not an issue there. No issues in town. In fact, across the freeway each direction, 295, nice and quiet. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers ending this morning, decreasing clouds this afternoon, low 50s, upper 30s tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 526 on WMAL. Getting your reaction this morning, all the pressure on Roy Moore to drop out of this Senate race in Alabama. Should he? And why do Alabamans still support him? Just curious to get your take here. Let's go to Ben in Winchester this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning. You know, I think that people keep on saying, well, why hasn't this come out in decades previous? Why hasn't this come out? Why hasn't this come out? Well, let's see. The first case, he was already a district attorney. You know, he's been a powerful man. He's been a force in Alabama politics for decades. And this is honestly, assume that he's guilty. This moment, especially in the wake of all the Weinstein and Spacey and, you know, everything else, this is the first moment that he's vulnerable.
Right.
That a victim can actually come out and have support and not be railroaded.
Well, Ben, I think what you're pointing out is the forces here, the dynamics that are going on in the United States, as you said, with this Harvey Weinstein case and many others, there's never been a time where an allegation itself is strong enough to take somebody down, even without a defense. It's 5:28 here on WMAL.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
You want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions.
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans. And so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right, remember the Podesta Group? Tony Podesta stepping away from that in the wake of all of this Mueller investigation and so much more. Well, there's news now on the future of that organization. Could change things in D.C. pretty dramatically. We'll find out about it in a moment. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A man is in critical condition this morning after being shot yesterday by a Bladensburg police officer. It happened after officers responded to a report of a man with a gun at an address on Newton Street. It's not clear, though, how the confrontation resulted in shots being fired. The Redskins fall to 4-5 on the season with a loss to the Minnesota Vikings. Quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Just missed opportunities. I haven't been a part of a game like that in a long time where we felt like offensively we moved the ball and we're doing so many good things and yet still felt like we weren't doing enough.
The Vikings win their fifth in a row at Washington's expense. Next week, the Skins meet the Saints in New Orleans. President Trump is holding friendly talks with India's prime minister as he nears the end of his Asia trip. Mr. Trump praised the Indian leader during their one-on-one meeting. Iran's state-run news agency now says the death toll has risen to 328 after a powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake on the Iran-Iraq border.
This was a really powerful earthquake. It was felt throughout this region in countries including Lebanon, Kuwait, Israel, even in Pakistan.
Correspondent Jumani Karadzhi. GOP Senate nominee Roy Moore is now threatening to sue the Washington Post for alleging that he had sexual contact with a teenager decades ago. The move comes as some in Alabama vow to keep supporting Moore's Senate run, while many lawmakers on Capitol Hill are urging him to drop out.
Those who've come out in support of the women have said that there is no way they are lying. There's no way they would put themselves through the horrendous backlash that they're receiving now. A number of them have gone into hiding. How this is all going to play out 1 month from now, it is still very difficult to determine.
Correspondent Martin Savage. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,422, the NASDAQ at 67,51. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Redskins fall to the Vikings. Dallas loses, so do the Giants. The Patriots beat the Broncos in the late game. NHL, the Caps win in a shootout over Edmonton. NBA, the Wizards host Sacramento tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive, compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 866-88-BIBLE. Call 866-88-BIBLE.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? carpets, that's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free, or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 here. We got a little bit of volume here. Just starting to fill in some of that volume delay, Dale City toward the Occoquan. That's really about the thick of it. In fact, 395 still off to a good run. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, crossing the Legion Bridge, the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, both wide open here. No delays on the approach. Now it's 270 in the area leaving Frederick, getting a little busy here, south past the Monocacy, again in Urbana and Hyattstown. So no surprise we get those delays early every rush hour morning. Now leaving Frederick, not 270, but if you're going 70 eastbound into Newmarket, that's where crews are dealing with a crash with a fuel spill. Looks like they're trying to allow one lane to get through there. This is going to be before you get to 75 on eastbound 70. Also an option for you too is 144 Old National Pike as the alternate to work around there. Westbound 70, all of your travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not quite as chilly as yesterday, but temperatures remain below average here as we head through the first half of the business week. Showers ending this morning, decreasing clouds this afternoon, 52. Upper 30s tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Leesburg, 37 and only, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. 537 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva joins us, as usual. Be good to hear from him. 7:35, Trevor Maddich will break down the Redskins-Vikings game yesterday. 8:15 this morning, Dr. Sebastian Gorka on everything going on in the world, especially that Asia trip the president's wrapping up. And then at 8:35 this morning, we'll talk about the D.C. mayoral race with Chuck Thies. That's all ahead on Mornings on Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter. Good morning.
Let's talk about the Podesta Group, which has been in the news a lot lately. They are one of Washington's most prominent lobbying firms, and they are apparently on the verge of shutting down. Kimberly Fritz is the chief executive of the Podesta Group. She took over recently, and she told employees during a Thursday staff meeting, according to some sources, that the firm will cease to exist at the end of the year. Employees were asked to clear out their desks and were told that they may not be paid beyond November 15th. So this is a very interesting development. The Podestas have been caught up in Robert Mueller's investigation. She told the employees of the Podesta Group they may try to provide health care through the end of the year. And this was, as I said, the largest non-law firm lobbying organization in Washington, D.C. That is nothing to sneeze at. So to hear that they are probably, everyone keeps saying may be shutting down, is big news. Tony Podesta and his brother John Podesta, you know both those names, founded the company almost 30 years ago. John Podesta left the firm in 1993, and you know his name because he chaired Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. He's also the one that, if you remember, answered one of those phishing emails where they asked for your password. You know, really, tell us what your password is because there's a problem with your computer. Well, he answered it, and I think it was password. I think his password was password. And it was somebody, we don't know, they're claiming it was the Russians, who used that to get into the DNC, to get into his emails, and to take all these emails and collect them all and then disseminate them later, give them to Fusion, give them to WikiLeaks. And but they're claiming that they were hacked, and that's not hacked. That's being dumb, and that's being a victim of phishing because, and I don't even call that being a victim, because you voluntarily gave it to them. So that's how you know John Podesta. Robert Mueller is looking into whether the Podesta Group properly identified to federal authorities because they were acting as foreign advocates for the European Center for a Modern Ukraine. That is a Brussels-based nonprofit group that federal prosecutors have called a mouthpiece for pro-Russian Ukrainian politics.
Right.
In foreign lobbying, if you're representing a foreign political party or a government, you have to publicly file reports before disclosing the relationship and details of the meetings. This is the same thing that they're going after Michael Flynn for, because he apparently did not register under the FARFA Act of being a foreign agent for a Turkish firm. Now, the Podesta Group said they fully cooperated with the special counsel and did not register as a foreign agent because the group misrepresented
itself.
Well,
the trick at the center of this was Paul Manafort as well. Paul Manafort working with the Podesta Group as an advocate for these Russian interests in Ukraine. So, again, to reiterate a point we've made a couple times, you've got the chairman of Hillary's campaign, connected in his brother, the Podesta Group, working with the chairman of the Trump campaign, ultimately, to advocate for Russian interests in Ukraine and not filing proper disclosures about that fact. So then you have Tony Podesta, who stepped down from the Podesta Group. And remember, in his statement, he said the reason he was stepping down was because of this pressure from Fox News. Really? There's a whole bunch of other people that should be stepping down from their jobs if that's all it takes. Just a little bit of pressure from Fox News. No, it sounds like this is serious legal trouble. This is, I think you should look to the fact that the Podesta Group is shuttering to be the clearest sign yet that things are getting hot on the left side of this equation, and that Robert Mueller's investigation is going to open up a whole bunch of new things that the left may not have expected.
And it goes, and the reason why it goes on is apparently John Podesta met with Glenn Simpson, who's one of the founders of Fusion GPS, right after that Trump dossier was published earlier this year. And this is according to the New York Times. And this is important because he told the Senate Intelligence Committee that he didn't know who paid Fusion GPS to produce the dossier, yet he met with Glenn Simpson right after it was published.
Yeah.
So now, does that prove that they talked about it? No, it doesn't, but it sure looks fishy. Doesn't look good.
John Podesta must have assumed Glenn Simpson was working for free. That's what it was. 542 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with Turkish Defense Minister Nurettin Canikli on Wednesday at the NATO Defense Ministerial in Brussels. Mattis acknowledged the threats posed to Turkey and reiterated that the U.S. will continue to stand with Turkey in its fight against the PKK and all terrorist threats. Get more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day.
Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you, too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Have you ever heard the term roofing slump? Google it. It refers to the time period following the first snowfall until the spring melt, when roofing contractors tend to get very slow. For most people, roofing is a fall or spring thing. Once the first snowflake hits the ground, people tend to stop thinking about their roof. While the roofing slump is bad for us, it's great for you, because it means it's slump buster season right now. Slump buster is the fall season prior to the first snowfall, where New Look Home Design has one of its biggest sales of the year. Now through the first snowfall, New Look Home Design is giving customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. It's the roofs we install now that help carry us through the slow winter months. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Take advantage of huge pre-winter slump buster savings.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, Monday morning, we're easing into it. And you say traffic and weather. Yep, we have the wet pavement this morning, so that always means a little extra time needed for sure. You don't want to have that little cushion there. On 270, out of Frederick, as you pass the Monocacy, Interbana, and Hyattstown, you have heavy volume already in effect. Now, if you're leaving Frederick and using I-70 and you head through Newmarket over toward Ellicott City, there's a little bit of a snag. Only one lane gets by on 70 eastbound before Route 75 in the Newmarket area. That's due to the crash and has a fuel spill, so the cleanup is underway. Now, option for you, too, is Old National Pike, 144. You can use that as an alternate. But again, they are allowing one lane to slowly get by here at the scene of the crash on East 70. Westbound on 70, your travel lanes are open. Speaking of open, the Beltway looks good. Maryland and Virginia were off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not quite as chilly as yesterday, but temperatures remain below average here as we head through the first half of the business week. Showers ending this morning, decreasing clouds this afternoon, 52. Upper 30s tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
This was Veterans Day this past weekend, and everybody wanted to know. I was anxiously waiting to see what the NFL was going to do. Well, the NFL Players Association tried to thwart any kind of a protest. And I know, Vince, you were at the game yesterday. And what they tried to do is they asked the players, like I said, to observe a two-minute moment of silence before the games to honor veterans. I thought, wow, 2 minutes is a really, really long time. Most moments of silence are like, what, 10 seconds? I mean, they're not super long. But a two-minute moment of silence. Most players early on did observe Veterans Day and did stand for the national anthem. Only three players took a knee during the national anthem this weekend, during Veterans Day weekend. They were 49ers Eric Reed and 49ers Marquise Goodwin and Giants defensive end Oliver Vernon. Now, Eric Reed had been seen embracing an Air Force member, and that picture was tweeted out by The Athletic, and he said that his protest is not against the military. He said, this is not about the military, this is not about the flag, this is not about the anthem. My mother served in the armed forces. Three of my uncles served in the armed forces. I have the utmost respect for the military, for the anthem, for the flag. This is about systemic oppression that has been rampant in this country for decades on top of decades. Yet, I just don't think his message gets across when you kneel during Veterans Day weekend. Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who killed bin Laden, he will forever have that after his name. Rob O'Neill, comma, the Navy SEAL who killed bin Laden, took to Twitter. And he noted that a lot of the NFL teams are wearing camouflage for Veterans Day. Now, I didn't see any of the games, so I didn't know this. He said a lot of NFL teams are wearing camouflage for Veterans Day like it's cool. Maybe they should man the heck up and tell their players to stand for the anthem.
Yep.
So, and Vince, did you see any protests at the game?
No, I didn't. Actually, I was looking really closely at the Vikings-Redskins game. The Redskins have been pretty good this year about not kneeling, but they are visiting teams that would. And I took close photos of both sides of the sidelines because I couldn't even see from where I was sitting. And then I went in after and zoomed in on the sideline to see if anybody was kneeling. No kneelers. Everybody standing next to that field-size American flag for the national anthem. Most proud of it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and Josh Norman, the Redskins of the Redskins, gave his cleats to the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Neller, yesterday. And there's a video of it going around. It's pretty cool. He took his cleats off before the game. They have like a design on them. He autographed both of them and handed them to Neller. I imagine Neller probably gave them to somebody else.
Oh, well, it was still a nice gesture.
Just some stinky cleats.
Yeah. Roger Goodell, his contract is up for renegotiation, and there was supposedly a conference call yesterday reported by the New York Times. And they had this conference call, the owners, the NFL's compensation committee, had this conference call because Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is not happy about a contract extension for Robert Goodell, and that's what they've been discussing. They were supposed to address in this call yesterday Roger Goodell's salary and compensation package. The last written counterproposal, according to ESPN, from Roger Goodell was about the 1st of August. He was looking, are you ready? Sit down, people.
I'm sitting.
$49.5 million a year, as well as lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for his family, according to a source familiar with the negotiations.
That's pretty. You must have a lot of leverage if you can ask for a lifetime use of a private jet.
If you can ask for $49.5 million, is he worth $49.5 million?
Well, he's definitely shepherded a great era of the NFL. Everything's going really well.
Exactly. He currently makes about $30 million per year, so he deserves that raise. One NFL owner told ESPN there are several owners in the league who don't make $40 million a year, referring to salaries that owners take. It seems too much, it's offensive, it's unseemly. And one said he should not make more than the league's highest paid player.
Well, all that brain damage in the NFL might lead to something good for Roger Goodell.
Stop.
Somebody will give him $50 million. Wow. Let's talk about what Al Rushbo's talking about now.
So back on October 23rd, the Washington Post endorsed Doug Jones, the Democrat running for the Senate in Alabama, the seat Jeff Sessions used to have. The Post called him a credit to the state. Now, the endorsement included a scathing attack on the Republican, Judge Roy Moore. They called Moore unfit to serve. Their main complaint was he's unfit to serve because of his decision to allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed on state property. Then, on November 9th, the Washington Post delivered a bombshell, a story accusing Judge Moore of having inappropriate relations with a teenage girl almost 40 years ago. The judge categorically denies it. A swift reaction from the swamp, Senator McCain called the allegations against Moore deeply disturbing and disqualifying. Whether they were true or not, McCain called for Moore to step aside right now. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also urged Moore to step down, at least he added, if the allegations are true. Luther Strange, who Moore defeated in the primary, called the news report very, very disturbing. And then came a story in The Hill about Lisa Murkowski, Alaska senator. In 2010, she beat back a Tea Party challenge to her seat with a write-in vote. So she is suggesting that Luther Strange run his own write-in campaign. Thankfully, none of these establishment figures are Russian. Otherwise, there might be suspicions of collusion. Louis C.K. had no comment.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, when it comes to identity theft, you have a choice, folks. You can rely on monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, or you can get LifeLock to see more. LifeLock is able to see things you might not be able to see, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of threats. And if you have a problem, one of LifeLock's specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you'll have identity theft protection that allows you to see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Membership start $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And you can get a 10% discount by using promo code RUSH. Just call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% off. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
He helped to expose the water crisis in Flint. Now, he says some of our schools have too much lead in the water.
Most parents wouldn't want to risk that.
Seven on Your Side went straight to the top for answers. Tapped with Trouble, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Over 42 million have witnessed The Good Doctor, television's most watched drama.
You're my son's doctor.
I am Dr. Sean Murphy.
ABC tonight.
You're scaring him. He's not psychotic. He's autistic. You're like me.
Will this case become too personal to handle?
What happens if Dr. Murphy breaks down while he's standing over an operating table?
Let's make the cut. Sean.
The Good Doctor. All new.
Tonight at 10, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Is your vacuum cleaner spying on you? No joke, it could be giving away your privacy. See how to dumb down your smart home devices. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow at 6 a.m.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go. George Washington Parkway off to a quiet run. The Baltimore Washington Parkway in the Jessup area do have a little bit of extra volume. Had the incident southbound near 175 over to the shoulder, but that's our distraction. Leaving Frederick, let's start first on 270. The volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, pretty normal. We had the volume here early on. But leaving Frederick using 70, we're bunched up. We have a crash heading into New Market. One lane gets by slowly east on 70 before you get to 75. So if your destination is to head over to Ellicott City, you're going to need extra time. Westbound 70 stretch, though, your travel lanes are all open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers ending this morning, decreasing clouds this afternoon, low 50s, upper 30s tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
41 degrees in the nation's capital, 5:56 on WMAL.
BMW of Sterling now gives you the power to buy and trade online. Click and buy online with free delivery. Go to BMWofSterling.com for full details and to experience BMW's Road Home Sales event. Your BMW is a click away with free delivery from BMW of Sterling.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, President Trump is wrapping up his trip to Asia, and we'll get a scorecard on wins, losses, and what the general opinion is about how he did there.
And I think he unloaded the world's greatest tweet yet of his presidency this weekend. We'll share it with you. And then also, so more harassment claims. Again, is your favorite celebrity getting pulled into this? Maybe. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.